Beauty Advisor. This is the podcast where we talk about the latest trends in health and beauty, we review beauty products, and we help you navigate the cosmetic counters so that you can stay beautiful while living longer. I'm your host and beauty advisor, Deanna Lynn. Today's show is all about makeup tips and tricks. I have one of our in-house beauty advisors with me here today, Cindy Foe. Cindy's going to be sharing some tips on how to make yourself look younger without any cosmetic procedures. But before I bring Cindy on today, I have a product review for you. I'm going to review Yves Saint Laurent's False Lash Effects Mascara. This product was sent to me free by a company called Influencer. Now, if you don't know what Influencer is, it's a website that uses people's social media to spread the word about new products. And you can find out more about Influencer in the show notes, or I even have a link to their website on my website, askthebeautyadvisor.com. Okay, so now for our review. Yves Saint Laurent's, which I'm probably clobbering that because I can't speak French, is a well-known luxury cosmetic and fashion house. Yves Saint Laurent's has always packaged their cosmetics in dramatic, simple elegance. And this mascara, packaged in what looked to be a magical golden wand, was no exception. Along with the mascara came an information card, which I'm now going to read to you. This mascara's remastered formula claims its secret is the triple intense formula. Intense volume, intense color, and now intense care. The nylon fiber brush coats each lash in deep color and maximum volume from root to tip, while Pro Vitamin B strengthens and protects the lashes. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? And after testing the product for the last 2 weeks, I have found that these claims are pretty much true. But for the price of this mascara, which is $31, does it really make my lashes look any longer or fuller than some of the less expensive brands? No, it doesn't. But here's what this mascara did do for me. The color is intense and it stays intense. The color doesn't fade. It'll last all day. I have used a lot of mascaras that go on great, but within an hour, it seems the color disappears and my eyelashes go back to looking, well, a little wimpy, for lack of a better term. You can also double coat your lashes with this mascara without your lashes becoming clumpy or the mascara becoming clumpy. The mascara doesn't seem to get smudged or run, and it's easily removed with makeup remover. There were no dried out or broken off lashes, and actually, after 2 weeks of use, my eyelashes did seem a bit healthier. One of the best things about the mascara is it seems to be gentle. Gentle enough for sensitive eyes. I have very sensitive eyes, and most mascaras will burn or sting my eyes. But worth the $31 price tag? Well, I don't know. You'll have to try it for yourself. You be the judge. Again, I've been reviewing here Yves Saint Laurent's False Lash Effects Mascara. If you've used the mascara or have a comment about the mascara, please share it with us. You can share it on our blog, askthebeautyadvisor.com. Okay, so now we're going to transition over to our featured guest for the day, Cindy Foe. Cindy is an independent makeup artist. She's also a fellow affiliate of NYR Organics. Cindy, I know you have some great tips to share with us today, so I'm just going to go ahead and turn the mic over to you. Welcome to the show, Cindy.
Thanks, Deanna. We're all on the quest to look and feel our most youthful and fresh. And in the beauty world, there are many creams, facials, and procedures to aid us on this mission. But something as simple as the way you apply your makeup can also have a great effect on how young or old you look. And sometimes, it's a very significant effect. Mistake number one, wearing foundation that does not match your skin color. Many women end up looking like they have a floating head or they're wearing a mask because their foundation does not match their face and neck. When you go too light, it makes your skin appear flat and lifeless. Instead of natural, it will look like the makeup is just sitting on your skin, which can add years to your face. But if you go too dark, you're not highlighting your features, but dragging them down and adding a dullness and heaviness that is just as aging. In order to get the right color, When testing on a foundation, do not blend it in too much. Simply tap it on your face from the top of your cheekbone to the bottom of your jawline and try not to go lighter or darker than your actual skin. If you're tan on your neck and body, you can bring that color into your face with a bronzer without having to use a foundation that's too light. The goal is to connect your skin by blending it evenly across. Mistake number two, choosing a lipstick that is too dark. As you age, you lose definition in your lips, so to appear more youthful, you'll want to wear a lipstick that adds fullness. A dark color does just the opposite, making your lips look smaller, less plump, and less highlighted. Instead, choose something in a mauve or pink tone. Adding a layer of gloss is helpful as well. Many women feel that they are too old to wear lip gloss, but a shiny finish will actually add a youthful plumpness. Don't worry, this doesn't mean that you're forbidden from trying out all the berry and wine hues that are so popular for fall. But if you decide to go dark and are concerned about looking older, stay away from something with a heavier texture or a matte finish because it will stay flat on your lips. Opt for a sheer and hydrating formula or a lip stain. Mistake number three, only lining the bottom of your eyes with a liner. So many women I talk to say, "I only line the bottom," Sohn told us. And when I ask them why, they say because it's easier. It's tragic. Top liner is mandatory. Although it may be easier to apply eyeliner on the bottom, only doing so will drag your features down and make your eyes appear smaller and your overall appearance seem older. Applying eyeliner on the top as well will open your eyes up and brighten your face, but be sure not to make the liner too thick, which can also be aging. When applying eyeliner, try to get the product as close to your lash line as possible so it appears to be an extension of your eyelashes. Start at the outer corner and work your way in along the top lash, then do the same for the bottom, but apply the line a little thinner than the top. Make sure that the bottom and top lines connect at the corner of the eye and add a touch of dark shadow to the bottom of the eye to soften the look. Mistake number four, applying the wrong shade of blush too low on your face. Many women do not wear a shade of blush that adds youthfulness to their face. Some choose a brown color because they think they're adding definition and contouring, but it ends up looking muddy, dull, and like the makeup is just sitting on your skin. Other women often choose a product that is too soft in color, which can wash you out and age you as well. To find the right shade, pinch your cheeks and try to match the natural color that you get when you actually blush. When applying, start at the height of the apple of your cheek and blend it up and back. Some people apply blush on the bottom of the cheekbone, but you want to place it higher to define and lift your features. Mistake number five, not adding color and defining your brows. As you get older, your eyebrows get thinner, or simply from years of overplucking. They just don't grow back. Not filling them in with the pencil or brow powder can leave you washed out and looking older, while a full brow will lift the face, define your features, and create an overall youthful appearance. To pick a brow product, look for the ones that are the same shade as your hair. If you're blonde, choose something that matches your roots. For silver or white hair, go for a soft gray tone. If you're a brunette or redhead, try a mahogany or sable. For those with fair to medium skin, steer clear of anything that is red-based. And if you have a darker skin tone, choose something with warmth. Start by brushing your brows up and over, then square the head of your brow off with the product and bring the color through the arch all the way to where your brow would naturally end. Even those of us in the prime of life, everybody could sometimes use a boost. Whether you're feeling under the weather or haven't gotten your 40 winks, you'll be sure to find a brightening, prettifying solution below. Full brows can help define your facial features, so fill in any sparse spots with short, feathery strokes using a pencil. A thick black line on the top lid only will give the illusion of lifting the eye. It also takes attention away from the under eye, which can make you look more awake and thus younger. By using light color eyeshadows, think beige, sand, white, cream, you take away from the illusion of darkness around the eyes, which can make you look tired. Conversely, using dark shadows on already dark eyes may make you look more tired unless you also apply concealer and eyeliner. When using just a light shadow like silver, however, you can get away with wearing less while still looking youthful. Less is more. Applying a bright pink blush higher up on the cheekbones creates a more youthful, healthy-looking glow.
Thanks, Cindy, for all those healthy, glowing beauty tips. And if our listeners would like to hear more beauty tips, please visit our website, askthebeautyadvisor.com. Until next week, stay healthy and be beautiful.